Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
So welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. What an auspicious beginning tonight. We're on four stations, so if you're on the three stations that are not live, you will have no idea what I'm talking about because they're going to fix that. But for you who are listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, we are, in fact, live. I'm going to have a fun show tonight, promise me, because I'm already laughing hysterically before we even started. But I'm here tonight with two of my oldest friends, and I mean old. But they are also seriously long-standing friends. They come to my show tonight with incredible experience and knowledge, designed to help you navigate the world of family caregiving. We don't talk enough about family caregiving in today's world, and it's important that we do. Oftentimes, family caregiving is necessitated by family trauma. David Levy and Paul Vadiato are here, and I'll talk to you more about each of them in a minute. But first, I just want to take a moment and say a shout-out to all of our friends in Puerto Rico and all of the other islands impacted by Hurricane Maria. We've lived through a hurricane here in Florida. We all know what they're going through. It is terrible, but they got hit with storms that are beyond the things that most of us can comprehend. So prayers go out to them. And then while we're at it, how about Mexico? I'm sure that all of you, as am I, are tired of all of these natural disasters dominating our news. But to the people in Mexico, we hope you recover well and easily, and I hope that we have heard the last of these natural disasters for a few months. But enough of that. I do want to say, though, if you're on Long Island listening on 103.9 Long Island's talk radio station, that you be extra thankful this week that neither Maria nor Jose impacted you. I wish you well. But to my guests, Dr. David Levy, and he is a doctor. He practices applied gerontology in the field of non-clinical family caregiving and is a recognized family caregiving expert. He holds a doctor of jurisprudence with advanced degrees with the highest honors in gerontology. And he is a Florida Supreme Court certified family mediator specializing in family caregiving and elder care, and he has been acknowledged by the court as a subject matter expert. He has nearly 30 years in the field. He's the founder and chairman of the American Association of Caregiving Education. He, along with my other guest, Paul Vadiato, created and hosted together both a radio show called The Caregiver Reality Hour from 2013 to 2015. He also wrote a book, not as good a book as mine, actually. It's a better book. It's a better book than mine because it actually has been published. But no, it's won a lot of awards, and it is the Family Caregiver Manual. And I say this with all sincerity, it is the definitive treatise on family caregiving issues. Also here tonight is Paul Vadiato. Paul is the chief executive officer of Avise. We're going to talk about Avise in a little bit. But what they do is provide meaningful outcomes to select clients with an adaptive, personalized care plan for the treatment of trauma, complex trauma, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Also, as president of Caregiver Reality, he was the vision officer in building their brand. He spent years as the director of Life Stories within a setting of a multiple family office. His particular focus is on family and maintaining balance within the family as life brought about change. He also has a master's degree from Wagner College, and these two guys know their stuff. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks. Look good.
So, tell me what you guys are up to. You have so much going on, and it's really, really important. And I don't want to screw it up by stumbling over this any more than I already have.
Well, I'll let Dr. Vadietto start. Right. So, he's the youngest of the group.
Okay.
Well, moving on to Chapter 3. Spent a lot of years in family office, Scott, and my responsibilities really had to do with what's going on within the family. We worked with high net worth clients, multi-generationally, and to no one's surprise, things didn't always go the way they would hope they would. And a lot of trauma, money excused a lot of very bad behavior. And the more I got into the mechanics of why families were not working as well as they should, the more I became accustomed to seeing what trauma existed within the family. Trauma being an upsetment, a disturbance that occurred. Many cases, David was involved with me because we needed the skills of what David brought in conflict resolution and mediation. And as I wrapped up that career, my calling really came into understanding what was the basis of these traumas, and more importantly, why did these people go to so many years of therapy and never get the help that they had?
And I think it's important to recognize the trauma that you're specifically speaking about is different than getting hit in a car accident on 95. That could be part of that trauma. But trauma can take many different forms, right? It is not exclusively a physical trauma, correct?
Oh, trauma is, it can be physical, it could be mental, it could be emotional. It could be the accident on 95. That
right.
brought me to my epiphany of why I should leave. It was a direct result of that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. Right.
It came in that epiphany.
That. Right.
But, you know, it could be a messy divorce. It could be the loss of a loved one.
Survivor guilt.
Survivor guilt, definitely. And right. what we see more than can even imagine is sexual trauma, sexual abuse that occurred anywhere from childhood into adulthood. And it left its scars. It left its mark.
And I want to come back to the sexual assault because it's a really big part of people's lives. And the truth of the matter is, by very definition, nobody really wants to talk about it, right?
Right.
So we need to talk about that. But David, trauma in whatever form it takes is often not shared solely by the person experiencing that trauma. It is a family trauma often as well. Am I right?
Absolutely. And sometimes, even if it's not shared directly,
yeah. Go ahead.
What you find is that somebody who's been through a serious trauma plays out their role as a person in different ways, and that may conflict with what the family dynamic is, all right? And so, just to keep on the subject of sexual abuse, because it's a lot more fun to talk about that.
Yeah, we can talk about
right.
that. Right,
but kids that have grown up having been abused as young children, regardless of how it happened, carry with them a whole different construct of what relationships are like.
Right.
All right. And both their own personal relationships as they grow up, can they even find somebody that they trust? But especially if it happened to have been a family member, that can be extremely traumatic and carry with it for a very long period of time, and it plays out on the family. I'll give you a perfect example. Paul and I talk about it often. As you know, for 30 years I've been doing family caregiving, and many times you'll have three or four siblings or two or three siblings whose responsibility it is to take care of mom or dad or whatever the circumstance is. And many is the time, more than, and I recognize it more since Paul and I have really teamed up, is that you'll get a real kickback from, let's say, a daughter versus two sons who said, I absolutely refuse to take care of dad. And the brothers are pounding on her. You got to do it. You're the close. And, you know, and all of a sudden she'll blurt out, I can't. He abused me when I was four.
Right.
All right. And that has been with her for all this period of time. And now dad's 82. She didn't forget. It has affected her for a lifetime, and she will not reciprocate because she can't stand to be near him.
It's I mean, I can think of so many scenarios,
sure.
I guess you both can, where this is really important. I think if you were abused by a family member, how do you, you know, if you were abused by your father, how do you trust the person, if you're a girl, how do you trust the person you married to be a father? What is a good father?
Right. And what if you come out of a very religious family, right. and you were abused by your religious leader or right. somebody right. in the church, the temple, whatever it may happen to be, and you've got a family that wouldn't believe you because there is no way that their spiritual leader, quote, could ever do something like that, but it happens more often than not. Paul will tell you, 1 in 6 males are abused sexually, all right, as children,
well.
All right, 1 in 4 girls. So it's not just a little item.
Right.
It's a vast item. And we see it more and more because it's in the forefront of a lot of things going on right now. Just very recently, I think within this past week, the Obama rule in colleges to
right.
do more about sexual awareness and being able to report without being shamed was eliminated. All right. And so, therefore, it takes away some of the safeguard that people have to be able to come forward when does yes mean no and no means yes.
Paul, are there telltale signs of someone who has experienced sexual abuse? You know, are there things that you can see from across the room that I could not?
They're really fingerprints. I mean, everyone is going to react differently depending upon the depth of the trauma and their personality. You know, what are some of the typical things? You see with women many times there's an eating disorder. You may see alcohol and drugs be the expression of reaction to the trauma. Failed relationships.
Goes on and on.
It goes on and on and on. But just to tail on to what David said, when we talk about sexual trauma, we talk about trauma, go to the subtext and then be looking at the differences to how it applies to different races, different cultures, the way people are brought up with right and wrong. I have a young woman who does a lot of our social media, and she's African American. I asked her, you know, tell me about within your community. She says, never discussed.
Right.
So what do you mean it's never discussed? She says, it is simply verboten. And
So I can relate to that in our community because, you know, obviously I travel amongst a large Haitian population.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never talk about homosexuality in that culture because that culture won't accept that. So I can imagine if you tail the homosexuality construct with the sexual abuse,
right.
Oh, my God, it must be impossible for these
so
people.
So if you can't come out and express yourself.
Right.
All right, and have a safe place to tell,
right.
then what happens is it stays bottled up inside. And as Paul likes to describe it, you know, we take in information all the time, we process it, we store it. When something like a sexual trauma, just to keep in that subject matter, it kind of forms a clot. Imagine, you know,
right.
like a big wad of steel wool, all yeah. right? And so that pipe where you take in information, everything gets strained against that. You reflect on many, many more things in your life against the horrific event that occurred, and so you never know where it's going to come out. You become an overprotective mother to an advanced degree. You become a wife that doesn't enjoy or have companionship with a husband. I mean, it just expresses
yeah.
itself in so many ways.
If you just tune in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with two very dear friends, very smart friends, and they're giving some wonderful information. We haven't really talked yet about what you do about trauma when we discover trauma, but we're going to talk about other types of trauma. We're going to talk about culture, the rape culture in our society. We're going to talk about a whole host of things. But if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, getting older, so is my mom. If you're listening on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches, we are live. And so if you have questions for my guest, you can call them at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
Joining us is Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, you guys go above and beyond when it comes to cultural competency training, don't you?
You know, Mike, we really do. For example, 65% of the senior population in Palm Beach County is of the Jewish faith. We've spent an awful lot of time at Comfort Care going through regular Holocaust survivor caregiving. We also have hired a rabbi periodically to train our caregivers on maintaining a traditional kosher home. Everyone that we deal with is different, and they bring a different set of history or a different set of circumstances to the equation. So what we try to do is to make sure that we have caregivers who are trained in whatever it is that is confronting the senior that we're dealing with. We're even beginning to work with some of the Haitian churches to work with our caregivers to make sure that our caregivers understand what our clients need, because by working together, it makes for a better outcome. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, caregiver stress is really a silent killer, isn't it?
It really is, Mike. The statistics are astounding. Nearly 64% of family caregivers taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia without having outside help will predecease their loved one who has Alzheimer's and dementia. The stress of taking care of a loved one with a chronic disease can take a terrible toll, and the need for a respite is never more apparent than when you're feeling the most stressed.
So, Scott, your services can be provided for just a couple of hours a day so we can live our normal life.
Yes, Mike. Even a couple of hours away from the family member who is struggling with a chronic disease can give you the break that you need to take care of yourself. Get your hair done, go out and play cards, maybe a round of golf, go see a movie. All of these are things that will help you take care of your loved one better if you're in a better frame of mind.
After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with two very dear friends of mine, and really two very smart men. Paul Vadiato and David Levy are here, and we're talking about trauma. We're talking about family trauma, family caregiving in the trauma environment. We have been talking about sexual abuse, ranging from young kids all the way on up to adults. I want to talk about other things with both you, Paul, and David. Sexual abuse is kind of interesting. I mean, we all kind of get that. I mean, we understand the trauma that that can create. But there are other things that maybe we don't recognize as trauma that are just as important. And then later, as the show evolves, we're going to talk about how we deal with trauma and what it is that you're doing to address that. So what else qualifies as trauma?
PTSD.
PTSD.
Okay. Watching a good friend die, even though you weren't the one, like I said, mentioned earlier, survivor guilt. Almost anything that impacts you emotionally, not everything that impacts you emotionally becomes a trauma, but if it's deep enough and serious enough to create that block, to create that everything gets strained through that kind of thinking process, then you've got trauma. But I mean, trauma is as widespread the victims in Puerto Rico.
Right.
The oh my God factor. How am I going to live? Right. Where am I going to go? All right. I'm caught in Key West. I mean, I'm keeping it inside of the storm for the moment. But do you realize how many people, survivors, will come out of that with all kinds of serious emotional issues every time it rains, every time there's a blip in the Atlantic?
Mexico City, if a heavy truck rolls down the street.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And it's no different than what you see in combat. You can have a firecracker go off and they're heading for the foxhole.
Under the table, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly. And it comes back years later. What we've learned, and you see it a lot from the VA, and I'm going to let Paul speak, but you have people that are still from the greatest generation that didn't talk about what went on in World War II and how it affected them until literally they were in their 80s, and finally, right, because of other issues, it came out and needed to be dealt with.
You know, many months ago, I had somebody on the show whose father was one of the Monuments Men, and mm-hmm. she didn't know that until after he died. It was only when she got a call from the producers of the movie that she went and mm-hmm. found out, because he never talked about that. So it's exactly,
and World War II vets, Korean Vietnam vets.
Right.
I mean, there is a traumatically impacted group living on the side of I-95.
I see that. So I have a question. We didn't talk about this, and maybe you don't know the answer to this. Why is it that some people can experience these traumatic events and not experience trauma, and others really struggle through that? Is there a reason for that? Do we know why? We didn't talk about that.
Well, let's just rewind a little bit.
Okay.
If we understand that trauma is typically an event that occurs, an event that we are consciously remembering, or an event that we were too young or we just blocked out, the manifestation of that trauma is the behaviors that we observe. So it might be anxiety, it could be depression, it could be disassociation, where you see yourself not as part of that picture. It could be alcohol, it could be drugs. A lot of it has to do with your personality, how you're molded. There are also what are called comorbidities. There are other things that are happening within your body. It could be a chemical imbalance that requires psychiatric care, where medications have to be. It could be the family that you live with and the relationships that you have in between. Some people are able to self-heal. Others need much more severe treatment. They need ongoing treatment. They may need medication that does it. So each individual case really is that fingerprint that I referenced earlier. And what you might consider a minor trauma to me could be earth-shattering. I mean, we can imagine what it must be like for those people in the streets of Puerto Rico. But that's
we
all
really
we,
can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Sitting
unless
here
we've
in
been
air
there,
conditioning,
right.
You know, it's a little easier to say, yeah, it must be really bad. But when you're in that moment and no water, no food, no idea what tomorrow is going to be, you put your kids on a boat to go to some foreign land, no idea who's going to take care of them, you don't walk away from that and all of a sudden, well, happy days are here again.
Right. And so there's no predictor, I'm going to guess then, of people's relationship to trauma. You can't, there's no personality trait. There's no type A can get by it.
It also depends a little bit, as Paul said, on how strong you are. Take for example, teenagers, 9th grade, 10th grade. They're on that internet, and all of a sudden they start to get bullied, shaming.
Right.
And they don't know how to even figure out what to do. But all of a sudden they've been ganged up on.
Right.
And the only way out for them might be stealing mom's pills.
Right.
Or for that matter, going in the bedroom and hanging yourself.
Right.
I mean, that's a horrible conclusion.
No, right.
But the outcome of trauma takes so many different forms. And the question that you asked earlier is what we've seen, and certainly Paul and I are not trained professional psychotherapists,
right.
But what we saw in a lot of psychotherapy, and I'm not just talking about addiction, is that just like we have in addiction, a tremendous amount of redundancy. They get through, they're out for a couple of months,
right,
they're back in.
Right, yeah.
All right. But the same kinds of issues, all right, go on for a long period of time. And you got to confront your transgressor.
Right.
You've got to, you know, make amends. And why should you when all you did was be a victim? So this focal adaptive solutions for trauma, what we call FAST4, is a couple of 3-day program where using a lot of...
So we're going to come back and talk about
FAST4,
because that's where the next natural progression is, which is now we know people
have it.
What do we do with it?
Right.
So if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. If you're listening on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches, please drive carefully. You're on 95 or you're on the Turnpike. We want you to get home safely. If you're listening on 103.9 FM, Long Island's Talk Radio, we're glad that you're with us. The same is true, of course, if you're on 104.9 Gainesville's talk radio station. And if you're listening on 95.9 this Saturday morning, we hope the rest of your day is great. We're talking to David Levy and Paul Vadiato. They are dear friends. They are family caregiving expert. We've been talking about trauma. Next, we're going to begin to talk about how you cope with trauma and what some of the solutions are. We're going to talk about their company, and we're going to talk about all you millennials and Gen Xers out there who have no idea what's about to hit you. But if you have questions for my guests, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a family-owned and operated business.
We are, Mike. It's myself, my husband Tino, and my parents Irene and Scott. We're all thoroughly involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So many of our clients' families do not live locally and therefore count on us to be their local eyes and ears. Every one of our clients has access to an owner day or night, and we do monitor our office phones 24 hours, 7 days a week by a member of our office staff.
So, Allison, family's very important to you guys at Comfort Care Senior Services.
It really is, Mike. I was very involved with my grandmother before she passed away, so we understand how important it is for everyone in the family, not just the senior needing care, to be a part of the equation. We talk to family members on a regular basis. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
We're here with Allison Negri of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Allison, Comfort Care is a home health agency and not a nurse registry.
That's right, Mike. And if you think the only difference between a home health agency and a nurse registry is price, then you need to speak with us. In addition to our caregivers being licensed, bonded, and insured, as an agency, we are also allowed to train our caregivers, which we do both in-home and field training.
And Allison, that means that your caregivers are actually your employees.
That's right, Mike. All of our caregivers are our employees. They are not 1099 independent contractors, which means that we're responsible for the workers' comp and all of their employment taxes. At Comfort Care, we would never send a caregiver into your home that we wouldn't send into our home. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, indeed, it is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here tonight with Paul Vadiato and David Levy, who are truthfully good friends. And I can say we're getting older together because I know them for a long time now, and and we have aged, and I have to say it has been traumatic. we have been, if you've just tuned in, we have been talking about trauma, defining some types of trauma, how trauma can affect you, but we haven't yet talked about what you can do if you are struggling with trauma. And so, Paul, I know that in your new venture, we're going to talk about Avise as we progress, but in your new venture, you have developed a program to address some of the issues of trauma. So you have the floor.
Thank you. There are many ways that trauma is treated. Some are longer than others. Some are more painful than others. therapists approach it in different ways. The team of therapists that we have found are extraordinarily gifted at, in concentrated periods of time, being able to clear the trauma and do it in such a way that they're not reliving that pain again and again and again. In fact, many ways they can release the trauma and not actually have to say what happened to them until after they're cured. And the basis of this is that trauma is, as David referenced earlier, a hallway between our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. We may not actually be aware of what it is consciously, but it's the composition of who we are as human beings. We have a very primitive mind, and I will use a donkey to think of that big primitive mind. And then we have our advanced mind with all the executive functions and the ability to think. And you represent that as a snowflake in comparison to the donkey. And when we are trying to process something that was extraordinarily painful, our advanced mind is saying, fix this, do something, or stop doing something, but make the pain go away. And what we're able to do is to interact in that gap in between and to unclog that stuff that's in between by taking a look at it a different way. So we use linguistics, we use language to reframe or to retell a story and tell it in such a way that it clears up the confusion between the primitive mind and the advanced mind. And as that done, and we do it under a light trance, so we're able to speak both to conscious and subconscious, and then it clears. And after it is cleared, we're then able to reinforce tools in so that that trauma can remain gone, and beyond that, allow you to access abilities and gifts that that trauma might have prevented you from recognizing from the early onset. Amazing.
Do people regress? Do they go back? Do they need refreshers? Do they need updates? You know, or is it one and done? Is it permanent?
The answer is yes and yes.
Okay.
The trauma.
Well, I understand that.
The trauma can and is cleared typically in one session. But the trauma is probably layered, and as a result of that initial trauma, other traumas have stacked up on it. So we want to unpack them one by one by one by one. Now, in terms of after they leave, we recommend that they continue on with more traditional therapy because they may need work in communication. They may need couples therapy. They may need to pick up skills on how to better express themselves because the way they were acting previously as a result of that trauma, with that trauma gone, they're not necessarily going to react the same way. So it is a family event. Not only is the identified patient going through that pain and now getting cleared, but there's a family behind them that they're going back to, and they don't recognize this person as they come back because they're not going to act the same way. They're not going to react the same way. They're in their own post-traumatic stress disorder, so they need to be cleared both individually and as a family so that they can begin on that new path of life.
And the dynamics of family caregiving, which you are both experts on. I know, David, your book really is the definitive treatise. I wasn't being funny before on family.
I didn't think you were.
On family caregiving. It's, for my money, the best book of its kind. And I want to talk more about that. So when we come back, and we're going to come back in a minute, I want to talk about the family dynamic component part of this conversation, because we haven't addressed that just yet. And then I also want to talk about what's coming, because these kids, as I said earlier, don't know what's about to hit them. And this is really across generations. This is not strictly
a multi-generational problem.
Precisely, right.
Full spectrum.
Right. So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here with Dr. David Levy and Paul Vadiato, who are long-term friends, very smart family caregiving experts. We're talking about trauma tonight. If you're listening here in Palm Beach on Monday night, we're live. If you're listening on Long Island or in Gainesville, or if you're listening on Saturday morning, we are on tape. But if you're part of the live group, you have the ability to call my guests, and if you there is still time to talk to them, just give us a shout, 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino Care Senior Services, and Tino, you guys are really going above and beyond when it comes to training your staff for Alzheimer's care.
So, Mike, a lot of people complain about their caregivers being on the phone all day. At Comfort Care, we are training our caregivers to keep your loved ones active, engaged, and stimulated.
And Tino, what are some of the things you're doing to make your caregivers better equipped to take care of people with Alzheimer's?
So twice a month, I'm bringing our caregivers in to our office for specialized training on behavior modification and cognitive stimulation activities designed to keep your loved ones active when the caregivers are there staying with them. We find caregivers respond favorably when they have the tools at their disposal to take care of your loved one. After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of your life. So let our family take care of your family. 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. And Scott, you're very involved in the senior community, aren't you?
I am, Mike. We try very hard to stay very much ahead of the curve in terms of the things that confront our senior population. As we age, there are so many things that people are unfamiliar with. So I am currently just been installed the president of the Florida State Guardianship Association. I also sit on the advisory council of the Area Agency on Aging, and I'm the treasurer of the Partnership for Aging. All of this is designed to give me access to the leading minds that are dealing with things that confront our seniors every day. It's very important that we stay on top of the issues that our community deals with on a daily basis, because as we age, the need to stay informed becomes ever more important if we're going to deliver the kind of care and service that Comfort Care promises to deliver.
After all, at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines your quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us, 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you just tuned in, it's a shame because you're missing a wonderful show, but I'm going to tell you how you can re-listen to it in a little while. I'm here tonight with Paul Vadiato and David Levy. They are really doing some remarkable, groundbreaking work in the treatment of trauma, and we've been talking about trauma in all its forms and some of the unique things that they are doing with that. So one of the things, Paul, that you alluded to before the break, which is really an important part of this, you referred to the family caregiving component, because it's not just the person with the trauma that's experiencing the trauma. The entire family gets wrapped up in this. And David, I know that's a place that you feel particularly strong about. So let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, let's take the traditional model. You've got dad or mom, or your sister has MS or whatever. And so while it's not the traditional trauma, it's the traditional caregiving model. And what happens when somebody is chronically ill? Now, Paul and I understand that. I understand it academically. I've been doing it for 30 years. But both of us have wives that have very unusual diseases. And we have been hands-on family caregivers. And basically, our wives don't leave home.
Right.
All right. So it affects me. It affects
you're living the dream in ways.
I'm living the dream. But by the same token, everybody else is living the dream around me. My daughter-in-law, my kids, the dogs, you know, it affects everybody and everything. And so if you look at it, that a disease causes a whole variety of reactions and interactions between the person who's ill and the rest of the family, that construct now, take it to trauma. While you can't see it, I'm not sitting in a wheelchair, but I am suffering from whatever the traumatic event that has affected me. And as a result, who I am affects my family. So one of the things we've discovered is as you rapidly cure the person with the trauma, you're putting back into the family dynamic almost a new person. Right. Or a very different person. And if you do not...
And it may not be a person you recognize because that person may have changed dramatically.
Exactly. Right? I'll give you a real fast example. Paul and I were talking to two women, maybe 6 months ago. One of them wanted to go through the program, and they both had been sexually abused. And the one that wanted to do it, okay, was really getting enthusiastic about it. Her soulmate, significant other, I still don't understand exactly what the whole relationship was, wouldn't let her do it because she was so afraid on the other side of it,
right,
that she wouldn't know the person that they used to be, and that camaraderie, I won't call it camaraderie, but that bonding of having both been sexually abused would have been gone. And I said to her, well, you can go through the program as well. And she said, what if it doesn't work for me? And so that was what she was afraid of. And so we don't realize that how these things, be they overt or covert, affect
the law of unintended consequences.
Exactly. Right. And Paul, you know, speaks to it wonderfully. And part of the reason that we got into doing this is we saw the frustration with so many people that we knew that just, you know, and I'm not criticizing psychotherapy. What I'm saying is that empirical approach doesn't leave a lot of practitioners room to accept other ways of thinking.
So that's a great segue into my next question, which is that you're doing this under a new organization, a new company called the Avise Group.
Right, without the D, A-V-I-S-E.
Yeah, Avise Group. A-V-I-S-E. Okay,
right.
Everybody got that? A-V-I-S-E. We're going to tell you how you can reach them in just a few minutes. Talk to me about Avise Group, its purpose, and its structure, and what you're trying to do.
Well, David and I, are as founders of the company, are really about helping people to relieve and clear trauma, to be free of the pain, and to help families reunite into a better dynamic. And just to put a picture to what David was describing to you, if you take a leper out of a leper colony and you cure the leprosy and you put that leper back into the same environment, chances are they're going to become lepers once again.
Right.
So
right.
Without treating the family behind the person, you're really not going to get an outcome that you want. And I think all of us who would pay our dollars for healing really want to be able to feel a difference, not only within ourselves, but within the environment that we are in. So it just is common sense that you have to include the family members to the degree that they would want to be included. So our 3-day intensive is basically on the first day, we're going to spend time with the identified patient. David will spend time with the family, get a sense of what each is saying. The Saturday, we'll work with the identified patient both morning and afternoon, total of about 6 hours. David will work with the family. Trauma therapist will work with the family also. And then Saturday morning, it's reacquainting. And Sunday morning, sorry. And how are we now going to go forward? And when we see ourselves stumbling, what might we want to do to choose a different pathway?
So if people are interested in learning more about this, how do they go about doing that?
The easiest way would be to go to our website, www.avisegroup.com, avisegroup.com, or they can find us on Twitter, they can find us on Instagram, they can find us on LinkedIn, and there is a lot of information that is available to them, or they can call me directly on my cell phone, 561-313-1258. And if there is an interest or there's questions, we're more than happy to give a 15-minute consultation complimentary. 561-313-1258.
So if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here tonight with Paul Vadiotto and Dr. David Levy. We have so much more to talk about. We're not done yet. If you've missed the show and you're sorry that you did, the good news is that I can tell you how you can get it. Tomorrow, we're going to podcast it. We're going to put it up on podcast. All you have to do is search OMG, I Am Getting. Up We Will Pop. Of course, it will also be on my website, www.palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care, ComfortCare. I know you want to put a T in there. I know you're dying to do that. Don't do it. It's ComfortCare, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. I don't want to hear any excuses that you don't have a radio. You love the show. The only time you can listen to it is in your car. That's not a valid excuse because you have a smartphone, and smartphones allow you to download apps. Download TuneIn Radio, and we are there. TuneIn Radio, you can set a reminder for you to listen each and every week, whether you're listening on 900 AM, 103.9 on Long Island, 104.9 in Gainesville, or 95.9 here in Palm Beach as well. Of course, we simulcast locally, nationally, and around the world, www.900thetalk.com. Next week, Dr. Ben Sedan, who has been a guest, not for a couple of years. He's been a guest before. He's a wonderful guy. He's a really interesting guy. He's a professor at FAU here in Boca Raton, and he's also starting a new practice that he wants to talk about, and I think it would be really interesting. It would be a good follow-up to this show, and I'm looking forward to having Dr. Benson on here. Dr. Ben's a fun guest, and you're going to enjoy him. But in the few minutes I have left, you know, oftentimes on this show, David and Paul, oftentimes on this show I talk pretty specifically to boomers and their parents. This is a subject that is multi-generational. And frankly, the millennial and Gen Xers, who are hopefully living the great life that they want to live, this problem, you know, not only exists for them, it's going to exist in greater numbers as time goes on. Can we talk about the surprise that the millennials and the Gen Xers
right.
are in
for? Well, first of all, a while back I was asked what created caregiving, and I said the letter A, all right, because it's autism as well as Alzheimer's. It's accidents, it's the army, it's autoimmune diseases. I mean, we can go on and on, as well as aging. All right. And I think one of the myths is that family caregiving only comes about if you're old.
Right.
Okay. But many are the millennial or Gen Xer whose child's been born with autism, with Down syndrome. They're going to be caregivers for the rest of their lives. So definitely not a sprint, for sure, a marathon. And as family has become more, less nuclear.
Right.
Okay, and spread out all over the place, and relationships are what they are, multiple marriages, ain't my mom, ain't my dad, it's not my sister kind of thing. More and more, what we have to realize is we only have 3 million paid caregivers in the United States. Maybe we have a couple million nursing home beds. And with the kinds of circumstances that we see with disease, and the other night I was watching a program that we're really panicked about running out of the spectrum of antibiotics, all right? The bugs are getting worse than our ability to contain them. So that the idea that somebody can come down with an illness even at a young age, even if they jumped off the diving board and broke their neck and now they're in a wheelchair. Yeah. The idea of who has to stand up and be counted is definitely family, even if it's significant others and it may not be a blood relationship. But more importantly, we do not have the facilities, nor are we building them, nor is there any funds to do it, to support outplacing. So just as Comfort Care sees the rise in the reason that you put folks in homes, all right, and for those that can do it, millions of people are going to be responsible under their own roof, their own doors and walls, for being responsible for their families. And that's millennials, and that's Gen Xers, and that's early, late boomers. Caregiving and disease and situations that require somebody to take care of someone who can no longer take care of themselves, or in the case of a special needs kid, never could, is not diminishing.
You know, you highlight a problem that I talk about from a different perspective, but you actually highlighted it from the opposite perspective, which I have not thought of before. I often talk about the fact that in seniors, you know, the average adult child lives 287 miles away from their parent. That's the average across the country. By the same token, the average parent lives 287 miles from you. So when we grew up and Mom lived on Avenue A and Grandma lived on Avenue B and Uncle Joe lived on Avenue C, yep, and your sister lived on Avenue D, the truth of the matter is even Gen Xers and millennials don't have the nuclear support.
Right.
Forget that the seniors don't have nuclear support. It works both ways. And these problems are not universal to aging, which I guess is what you're saying, which is really, really
any more than trauma. Is age constricted.
Right.
All right.
So on that note, if we want to learn more about trauma and how you can help them, let's give the contact information again.
Sure. You can take a look at our website, avisegroup.com, www.avisegroup.com, or you can check us out on social media, again, Avise Group, or you can call me personally at 561-313-1258.
So to my guests, David Levy and Paul Vadiato, I can't thank you enough for being here. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys.
You're right.
Pleasure was all yours.
I don't know where to go with that.
All right. Well, then I'm
going to. You guys are great.
All right. Well, and people can pick up the Family Caregiver Manual on Amazon, local bookstore. And if somebody's got, I really handle very complex caregiving, even though you think yours is unique. And I'm available, and I'll give you my phone number. It's 561-482-0086. That's 561-482-0086. You got a caregiving problem, you pick up the phone, you call me. We'll see what we can do to get it resolved.
I can validate that with great authority. I have seen David's work time and time again with families who were at their wits' end, who have found comfort and direction with his help. So one more time, how do they reach you? What's your number?
561-482-0086.
That's David Levy. So, again, both you guys, thanks so much. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night live, 900 a.m., the talk of the Palm Beaches. We're on Long Island. We're on Gainesville. We're on, again, on Saturday mornings here on the True Oldie Station. And we're glad that you join us. We hope that you come back next week when my guest will be Dr. Benjamin Bensadon. So to all of you, stay safe, stay well, stay dry. We'll see you all next week. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. Have a good night, all.